Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I'm Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Life is so complicated today. You know, many of us who are over 50 lived in a much simpler age where children would go out and play all day and their parents wouldn't ask where they are, where people would get 15 minutes of news and life wasn't so stressful. And people growing up always had heroes to look at, people to model their life after. And today, unfortunately, we don't have the same kind of heroes that we once did. And sometimes we need to look at the past for those heroes. There's a movie out called Unbroken. And I'm sure you've seen the promos for it. I'm sure you have some awareness of exactly what the man's life was. And you absolutely do know that he was a teenage delinquent, won a gold medal, was in a crash in the ocean during World War II when his bomber was shot down. He was in a life raft for many, many, many days, washed up on shore, only to be in a prisoner of war camp and have a really tough time of it. Coming home and, you know, drinking too much, being too involved in drinking and not paying attention to his family, and one day he got religion, and all of a sudden he started to live a much better life. He overcame his obstacles. So the problem is, or the challenge is today, that we don't have people that really people can look up to. But I was coming across a book, and if you get to read the story of Unbroken, it might be interesting. Of course, there's always the movie, but movies are movies. Movies are a situation where they've got to be entertaining, and they may not reflect what really happened. But here's what impressed me. I picked a book up about this man's story, and what happened was I turned the page, and there's a quote, and it's a quote like I've never seen before. You know, you go to LinkedIn, you see many, many quotes, you see many, many people say things, all these neat little sayings, but this was so dynamic, this was so interesting. He said, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it in front of me, he said that people who are optimists think the glass is half full. People who are pessimists think the glass is half empty. But people who are practical just fill the glass. And isn't that the way that we need to live our life? We need to live our life so that we're always filling the glass, so that we're always looking to make it better, so that we are absolutely in a situation where we're just not accepting the glass being half empty or half full, but we're looking for things that are better. And what does this mean for you, the business person? It means that you need to be the leader. It means that you need to turn around and you need to show people how it can be done. On those days when things are bad, you need to stand straight up and they're not working and you go, we're going to make this work tomorrow. When things are great, we're going to continue to make this work. If someone in your company is not working well, you need to get right sit down with them, talk to them, and help them get through it. Don't take the position that the glass is half full or the glass is half empty. Take the position that we are going to fill the glass. No matter what happens, we are going to fill the glass. No day is perfect. No business is perfect. No situation is going to be just absolutely the way you would like it to be, but let's make it happen. You can do this. Leaders lead. And this is a good example of someone who absolutely had a great life and showed people that they can get not everything they want out of life, but they can get many things out of their life. So go fill the glass. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Okay. Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.